Conjure, Volume 1. Written by Raina Alliston. Narrated by Sky Alley. Poem. Words, release, guilty vice, venomous tales. Poem. Glitch. My brain has a glitch, an imperfection. The circuit board is fried. Ashes linger, particles of acidic mayhem forcing my limbs to contort, twitch. My body no longer mine. Control a seven-letter word with no meaning, yet seven is perfect, complete, whole. Unlike my brain, which once belonged to me, but now is forced to obey a new law. Discord. Chaos. My brain has a glitch. Questions. I never wanted it to end like this. Your soul begging mine for forgiveness. But it did. You begged, tempted to walk away. I forgave. But my eyes have questions. Questions only time can answer. Captivated. I tried to refrain, but am captivated by your vein. I thirst. My hunger lingers. My need to devour subsides in the dawn when I'll slumber between your life and my death. I run, tumbling uphill toward a heart not welcoming, but chastising a love it no longer clings to. I climb deception's vine, reaching for broken promises no longer whispered below the moon. Your eyes hinder forgiveness. Your tongue harbors animosity. Still I run. Am I? Am I your darkest desire, your deepest secret hidden within love's eyes? Am I? Am I temptation's wrath dancing across your flesh, taunting your madness? Am I? Am I still the one you crave within the stillness of night's power? Am I? Am I the sun and moon covering your pain and agony with my light? Am I? Shame. Shame separates, shatters the whole into fragments, disordered chaos struggling to comprehend why love and pain can no longer abide together within pity's sheltered arms. Whole. I have nothing left but this aching hole where my heart rested. On your shoulders I ride, stalking your mind as I try to piece my soul back together. Repercussions. Repatriate your soul, erasing flesh wounds. Perpetual madness envelops my heart, reminiscing on time's curse. Your freedom underestimates salvation's dance with sin. Healing manifests illusions. Oblivious to my pain, death negotiates the price of your soul.